Today is Tuesday, July 24th, and this is VOA's International Edition. I'm Lori London in Washington. An administration says it's unlikely that it will be able to meet this week's deadline to reunite immigrant parents and children who had been separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's a task that's proving difficult. Joining us now to explain why is Los Angeles-based immigration attorney Naveed Daizad. First of all, some families have been reunited, but we do have many still separated. How many?
There are still at least 2,000 children still separated from the parents, ages 5 to 17, and there are still numerous children, infants, under age of 5, toddlers, who are also continue to remain separated from their parents. What happens if the government doesn't meet their deadline depends on the discretion of the judge in the district court case. So far, the judge has really held the government accountable to quickly meet the deadline and reunify these kids. During the hearing on Friday, however, the judge seemed to take a different approach and was giving the government much leeway. This is sad and it's disgraceful that the government was not able to meet either of its deadlines and these families continue to be separated.
What are the problems with the effort to reunite? Have they lost track of people? What is causing the problem with actually getting these people back together?
This is a problem of the government's own making. The government did not keep records initially when it separated these children. It did not safeguard that information, and it's had to problem solve after the fact because it had no foresight in the efforts to reunify these children with their parents eventually. Specifically, the problems they're having are first just identifying who the parents of these children are. Remember, these children have already suffered much trauma before arriving to the United States. Then they get yanked away from their parents. They don't speak English. They're in a strange environment and practically impossible for them to be able to identify who their parents are, let alone for the government to then find them. The government has therefore resorted to DNA testing, which is both costly and time-consuming.
Some of the people that may potentially have been asylum seekers, we have heard that many of these people actually were. The government disputing that, or at least saying that if they did, they didn't come in the proper way, so there was no way of knowing. What are the legal rules regarding asylum seekers?
The legal rules are clear. The legal rules in the United States and internationally. When someone has fled their country, fearing for their lives, they are able to apply for and seek asylum in the United States. What this means is, as long as they can show a true fear for returning to their home country, they should be allowed to have a fair hearing and a process to be able to prove their fear and seek safety in the United States. Many of these applicants who have followed the legal rules to apply for asylum have been caught up in this net and facing the same difficulties as the others. In other words, they have applied for asylum law properly, but are being criminally prosecuted and are having their children separated from them. Then we have the other group of immigrants that you refer to who may have crossed the border improperly. Keep in mind that the improper entry into the United States is a low-level misdemeanor crime on par with shoplifting, for example. And the Trump administration is using this as an excuse to deny these people their fundamental rights to apply for asylum and have a fair hearing. And you have to consider that many of these immigrants who are fleeing for safety to the United States don't have the resources to speak with an attorney beforehand, to have the resources to understand what the proper procedures are. They are traveling through the desert just trying to save their lives and the lives of their children. They're thinking, as long as I can make it to the United States and wave down an official at the United States, they'll be able to help me. They get to the border. It might not be very clear for them or practical for them to be able to navigate exactly at the proper point of entry. They may end up at some point in between and flag down an immigration officer asking for asylum. And what the government is doing is tagging those people as criminals and creating huge barriers for them to be able to apply for asylum.
There have been some reports that some naturalized citizens may have their citizenship revoked. Has this ever been done in... How could this happen?
That's a good question. This is indeed a very rare occurrence and has been a rare occurrence for a good reason. When someone is accorded U.S. citizenship, that's a sacred right and privilege and one that someone should be able to rely on. Previously, the government might initiate a process to revoke someone's U.S. citizenship if they find out on a case-by-case basis that there was a big fraud or mistake in the prior immigration application. That's in contrast to what the government is doing now, which is a fishing expedition. They are going through, they're making a coordinated process to go through thousands of immigration files and play a game of gotcha to then put people in proceedings and take away their citizenship. Purportedly, the government is targeting only those people whose criminal background information they are now discovering. But in this kind of process, there is a lot of room for mistakes, and immigrants, now U.S. citizens, may not have the resources to fight back and prove their case.